Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about spring cleaning. Are you committed to spring cleaning, but worried you may be forgetting something? What may be getting gunked up that you haven't cleaned in ages? Is there something you may have never cleaned? Learn tips for what not to forget as we begin our month focusing on spring cleaning. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey guys, if you love the 80s music, you'll recognize the title, Don't You Forget About Me. I hope there are other 80s fans of music that are listening. Before I forget, for April and May, I'm doing something special. You know, I teach classes, and in 2018, I reconfigured a lot of them and made them bite-sized. But for podcast listeners, I'm having a special. They are the classes I did in 2017 after changing the format. If you're looking to downsize or move, $9.99 for a video. Just shoot me an email at julie@reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Say that you want the moving or the downsizing video. It's about 45 minutes. It's not split up, and I'm actually more focused and don't tell stories as I tend to do. So if you are in the market, we've got a bargain for you this month. And I apologize, guys. The podcast in February for about 5 days was taken off iTunes. Zero control over that, and talk about frustrating if you've ever tried to get someone at iTunes, you can't talk to a live person. Anyway, so all the episodes for February there, I apologize. I also apologize on one of the, it wasn't iTunes because you can't comment directly to me. Someone had shared where one of the quotes about not forgiving came from. I'd actually not heard it from Marianne Williamson. I wasn't able to reply to you. It was a woman. I apologize. If you write something on social media, and if I don't reply, it's because I've missed it. And this wouldn't allow me to apply. They wanted me to upgrade my membership or something on the site. And I tried. I'll try again in a couple months. But no, guys, if you do post something, I respond. Even if it's bad, I respond to everything. So today's episode was inspired because I did it last year. Got a lot of positive feedback. And it's just one of those things, don't forget. You take care of stuff, it's going to last longer. And it's good for your health, it's good for your family, it's good for your pets when you do good cleaning. I have to, of course, I did believe it did last year, give a shout out to my mom, who's old school and awesome about doing spring and fall cleaning. And she's just a rock star because she's helped us with moving and everything. And thank your mother today. You had a good mother, thank her. And also my husband, who is phenomenal at taking care of everything he owns. So that just reminds me to do it as well. And you can check out the companion episode 260, Forget Me Not, that aired in October of last year. Our first tip comes from YouTuber Fran Fine of Phoenix, Arizona. If you remember, if you have a tip, send it to me. And if I use it, I will obviously thank you and give you credit for your tip. So our first tip is this from Fran. I just happened to grab a lid from the drawer below the oven this morning and was inspired to clean the drawer. When I removed the drawer, I discovered that I could clean underneath the stove without having to move it. Using a vacuum, foil brush, brush dustpan, and white vinegar, it's my go-to cleaning product, I went to work. What a difference. Clean at last. Love this tip. When we put our house on the market, and as I record, we're about getting ready to, but Tony is brilliant. He redid all the floors, but there are different patterns, and the realtor's like, you're going to get dinged. So we got this stuff, LVT, guys. If you are redoing your floors, check it out. It's vinyl that looks like wood. It's scratch proof. Hello. Three pairs of claws in the household. And if you have kids, same thing. It is waterproof. If you're flooded, they can pick up the floor, fix what's underneath, and the flooring will be fine and virtually sunproof. So just a little tip if you're doing remodeling. Anyway, they remove the stove and we're going back there and clean, but that is a great thing to check. And if you have toe kick drawers, which Tony installed in our house. Don't forget to clean under those. Number two, your car steering wheels and buttons. Now, it's going to depend on the material that you have in the car, obviously. Baking soda and water mixed in equal parts. You can just spray that on vinyl. Let it sit for a few minutes and you can wipe it away. Some cars are going to have a conditioner that you put on and let sit and use disinfecting wipe or another way for an easy, quick cleaning of the buttons and steering wheel. For the buttons and dashboard, try to vacuum before applying your cleaning product. Use a wrap for the console, take a little cloth and wrap it around the tip of a flat screwdriver head, and make sure it's thin so you don't want the cloth kind of bunched in. And then you can kind of go around and get all those little buttons done really well. Or you can possibly try Q-tips. Do this for all your cars. And then when you go on your vacation or a spring break, it'll be nice and clean. The drains in your house, kitchen drain, bathtub drains, begin with hot water and simply use baking soda followed by hot water and vinegar. Now, you can also use enzyme powder or liquid that you can purchase in the store. You want to make sure you scrub the actual drain too. And I like to scrub and clean and then also run through the dishwasher because, again, you're going to get really hot water and clean that well. Your air conditioning and heating vents. Now, you may need to hire a professional to do this. And I have to say, if you have the money, do this. There are some things that my husband's very handy, but I'm like, no, we're going to leave this to the pros. So I got this from HowStuffWorks.com, a very cool site to check out. They suggest begin by turning off the power connected to the heating and AC system. You're going to unscrew the air duct covers or grills from the walls. We do that when we regularly change the filter. You may need to use a brush to clean the grates thoroughly, especially if they're rusty and grimy, and just might want to use something like soap and water. Next, you're going to vacuum the ducts as much as possible. And you might want to consider renting a heavy-duty vacuum for this purpose. And again, this kind of is a little bit labor-intensive, so it might be worth it to have someone come out because they're going to have the really powerful vacs. A regular vacuum cleaner is probably not going to have enough power to deep clean in the crevices of the ducts. So that's why you'd want to rent the heavy-duty one. And you want to make sure that you have a heavy-duty vacuum with a long hose because you want to reach as deep in the ducts as possible, because there could be mold or mildew growing inside the air ducts. And you want to clean the grills in your ceiling. If you can't reach them with the vacuum, use a broom to attack the dust. Remember, if you haven't cleaned up in a long time, you're going to want to wear a dust mask. That's really good advice anytime you're dealing with stuff. You just don't want to be breathing that in. Our fifth tip today is for a yoga mat. If you do yoga, make sure that you are cleaning that. Or if you have a little mat, I know at the gym they have one. It's not a, reminds me of a chef's mat that's kind of a little bit heavier and is made of gel. And that's what I do my planks on. So dip a fabric towel or a clean cloth into a warm 1 to 20 solution of mild dish soap and water. You're going to wring out the towel, get all that excess water out, and wipe down your mat. Now, you do not want to use paper towels to clean your rubber mat. I read that, did not say why. I'm going to trust people. And then simply hang it to dry. Your mat is super gross. You can submerge it in the tub with warm water and mild detergent. You want to use as little soap as possible because it can cause the mat to be slippery when you use it again. That's the last thing you want when you're doing downward dog or some other tree pose to potentially slip. If it's kind of smelly, you can use a couple drops of white vinegar. I mean, is white vinegar just the best thing ever? Inexpensive and multitasker. Grab a spray bottle, fill it up, give it a shake and spray. And then afterwards, use a sponge or a towel to wipe it down. That is how you can clean your yoga mat. The ice cube tray. I know a lot of us have the ice makers, but if you don't, rinse the trays under warm water. And I also use ice trays for making bath bombs, of all things. So I want to definitely make sure that I clean my ice cube trays. So you're going to rinse under warm water, mix some baking soda in warm water, and you're going to pour that in the trays. I always like to let it sit for a little bit, just kind of let it do its bubbling, and then hopefully that means you have less scrubbing to do. Because after you let it sit, do some scrubbing. Rinse the trays with warm water, and then let the trays dry. I recommend air drying. I'm a fan of air drying. I drive my husband nuts, but I do the eco-friendly version on our dishwasher. And then if it's at night, they're dry in the morning. If not, and I'm having to run a couple loads, then I will take them out and put them on towels to dry out. So either dry it out with a towel or let it air dry. Number 7, your dish rack. This was from howtocleanstuff.net. I mean, is that fantastic or what? So that's a great resource, because we're only going to talk about 15 today, and we had 15 last time. There are lots of little things we might be forgetting. You're going to first want to take the rack apart, and sometimes you can remove the tray or the little dishwasher holder, sometimes not. So get all the parts disassembled that you're able to. Wash each piece separately in a sink with some dish liquid. I like to fill up the sink, put some dish liquid, warm water, and you're just going to scrub. And then after you've done that for every part, you're going to rinse dish rack really well. And if you want to do a little extra cleaning or it's kind of gunked up, add some white vinegar, about a cup or so, if you filled up the side of your sink. And make sure everything obviously is submerged, you get everything rinsed off, and then finally wipe it clean with a kitchen towel. You don't want to use paper towels because that'll deposit lint onto the rack. And it says don't allow the rack to air dry, as moisture can get caught underneath it, and that may lead to mildew. Okay, so if you've got mildew, which is not fun, the best effective thing that they say is to use bleach. You're going to fill the sink, bucket, whatever you're using with water, and you want to make sure, again, that it's big enough that you can submerge each piece underneath. So it's a quarter cup of bleach for every gallon of water. And I have to admit, guys, bleach, I think, is great on some hands. Other hands, it makes me nervous. I only own like 2 white shirts. White doesn't look good on me, and white seems to just fade so quickly. And I have like an eco-friendly form of bleach. And sometimes with stuff like this, you need something that's going to kill it. So a quarter cup of bleach for each gallon of water, because it's probably not going to be a gallon in your, depending on the size of your dish sink. So you're going to put the drying rack in this mixture and allow it to soak for at least 20 minutes. If it's severe, let it soak for longer. Afterwards, you're going to pull it out, use a sponge or a cloth, and wipe away the slime and the gunk. You're going to want to make sure you clean each little bar of the dish rack and that you got everything removed, because apparently it can come back really quickly. An old toothbrush is a great, use that scrubby scrubbers and get the tight spaces and get the corners cleaned. And then when you've gotten all the scrubs and it's done, rinse it thoroughly with clean water. And I'm, again, with bleach, I'm a little more paranoid. I try to save water, but I would be doing a couple extra rinses on this and then allow it to dry completely before use. And again, like, I try to be as eco-friendly and green as possible, but if something's nasty, you got to let it go. If it's just beyond being able to repair. So just consider that. Number 8, your iron. And this is from Real Simple. You're going to want to mix water and baking soda. It's about a tablespoon of water and 2 tablespoons of baking soda. So you can kind of make that into the paste form. And you want to put the paste on the iron. And they suggest using a spatula. And you want to make sure wherever there are mineral deposits, that's where you're applying the paste. So you let it sit. Again, I like to let it sit and then wipe the iron clean. Suggest a damp cloth. They suggest using a Q-tip for the steam holes. Put it in distilled water and insert into the iron steam vents. Pour out any stagnant water, it's important, left in the iron. Refill the reservoir And so you're going to pour in distilled water until the reservoir is 1/3 full. And if you need a little bit more oomph, again, 3/4 cup of water and 1/4 cup of white vinegar. So that's what you're going to put in the reserve. And then you turn on the steam, the highest setting your iron has, and steam an iron cloth for a few minutes, letting the clean water flush out any vent deposits. I'm going to be honest, guys. I have never cleaned the iron, and I am the world's worst ironer. I told my husband before I got married, I stink at ironing. You are forewarned. Once when I was in Los Angeles, my parents came out to visit, and my dad said, can you iron my pants for me? Iron pants for my dad. My dad looks at me and says, can you have your mother iron the pants? So I'm well known for not being a good ironer. And then finally, you're going to pour out the liquid. So you're going to turn off the iron and pour out any remaining water and put it like on a surface where it can collect in case any sediment or gunk comes out of it. And here's the tip. Empty the iron's reservoir after every use to prevent mineral deposits from building up. Some people mistakenly believe that you're either born organized or you aren't. Not true. Getting organized and clearing clutter, as well as learning to be more mindful and aware, is a skill that you can learn and will support you your entire life. Julie Caraccio's online classes and online workshops are friendly and conversational. Each class also contains action items for you to implement once you've completed the class. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more. Number 9, bath toys. When's the last time you cleaned your kids' bath toys? I was a nanny for a couple years when I was going to grad school. And when they went on vacation a couple times. And one of my jobs was I had to clean all the toys, not just all the bathroom toys, all the toys. And there was a basement full of toys. So simply add 1/2 cup of white vinegar per gallon of warm water in a bucket. Soak the toys for about 15 minutes. Rub them gently with the sponge. And if you have those squeezy toys, the squeaky toys, have it suck up the vinegar and water, shake it around and squeeze it out. And that let everything air dry. So that's pretty simple, but get those bath toys clean. Number 10, if your dishwasher door has mold or mildew. And this is from healthline.com. And this was interesting. And when I was thinking about things like, what can we include? What am I going to talk about for this one? Recent research, and this is from healthline.com, shows that invasive disease-causing fungi lurk 62% of household dishwashers on 6 continents, including North America. Guys, that's 2/3. Since the 2012 outbreak of meningitis caused by steroid shots tainted with fungi, the danger of fungal contamination has become an increasing public health concern. Baking soda, vinegar, and bleach help kill the mold, mildew, and fungi growing on the inside surfaces of your dishwasher. This cleaning regimen should be done once a month, so monthly, to prevent fungi from taking hold. You're going to remove all the racks and wash them by hand in hot soapy water. Use a nice soaped up sponge to wipe down the dishwasher's interior surfaces and around the rubber door seal. Let everything air dry thoroughly. And I'm going to suggest that you do this with your spouse, your partner, roommate, whatever it is. You know, I have my husband help me do this, help me clean the fridge. Slide out those big things, and it can't fit. They're too big for the sink, so it just helps to have some other, like, helping me wipe, hold. It just works better with two people. Combine 1/2 cup of white vinegar with 2 cups of hot water in a spray bottle. So you're going to spray all the surfaces and scrub with an old toothbrush around the crevices and seal, and use a bigger scrub brush for a larger surface. And then put the racks back into the dishwasher. Fill a small glass bowl with vinegar and place it on the top rack. Run the washer on the hottest setting. You know, I'm all about being eco-friendly, but on something like this, I use the hottest max setting. Sprinkle 1 cup of baking soda on the dishwasher floor and run the machine 2nd time on high heat. Blender. One of the things life has been crazy, guys. You know, there are days I don't want to adult. And when you're putting a house on the market, buying a house, there are like 50,000 things to do. I had forgotten, because it's been 12 years since I purchased a house, that, oh my God. One thing that I have maintained through this, I've maintained my exercise routine. And almost every day I have an awesome green smoothie. Using that blender to death. It is great. Greens and healthy stuff. Not so healthy stuff some other times. I've been relying a little bit on frozen foods. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I'm a little bit overwhelmed. But anyway, we want to make sure that blender is being cleaned. So this is from Kitchen, and that's KITCHN.com, and they've got a lot of great recipes, so check them out. So you're going to first want to pour water in the blender and fill it about halfway with hot water. Then add just a drop of dish soap. Remember, you don't want to add too much because then you get that funky taste. Turn on the blender. Put the blender pitcher back on the base and hold the lid down with a towel. Let it run for about 10 seconds. Pour out the hot water and rinse. Rinse out the blender thoroughly with hot water. Don't forget to clean the base. You can use a Q-tip. I mean, a Q-tip's just the greatest invention or what? And rubbing alcohol to clean the buttons. And you know, sometimes you got to get through and clean in between them. Now you're going to want to wipe down and not wash because the motor's in there. But you want to do the entire thing, not just the blender, and make sure that you're getting the buttons. Remove the blades. And there's something called a Polydent tablet. If it's super dirty, you can get it at the grocery or drugstore. It is a commercial tooth whitening and antibacterial agent. And put hot water, put the blades in, let it soak for an hour. And another great tip, lubricate the gasket with olive oil that separates the jug from the base. So make sure, and especially smoothie season, we're gearing up for smoothie season, guys. So get that stuff going. Shoes. For canvas shoes, and I found this from WikiHow. Use an old toothbrush or a small shoe brush and gently get off all the dirt or the debris that's adhered to the shoes. You're going to want to use just enough pressure to get the dirt off. Don't, like, if you scrub it in too hard, it's going to probably make the stain worse. You can clean the soles by using a baking soda paste. So use equal parts baking soda and water. Dip the toothbrush in it and scrub the soles of your shoes. And you can wipe down with a wet cloth when you're finished. So now to the shoe itself, done the sole. Pre-treat any stains with a stain remover. Just a little bit. And let it sit on the shoe for whatever the directions on the stain remover packaging say. And they gave a great suggestion. Make sure you test the stain remover somewhere on the shoe where you can't see it, because you want to make sure that it's not going to fade or do anything and ruin your shoes. You can wash in a washing machine on the gentle cycle. Add a little bit of gentle detergent to the machine. And they suggest cold water and use gentle or delicate cycle. When the machine is about 3/4 of the way filled with water, add the shoes. They suggest then finally air drying shoes. Place them in an area that's away from sun, heat, or air vents, and just allow the shoes to dry overnight. Leather. Again, remove, your first step's going to be to remove any debris or dirt from the surface. A stiff bristled brush or an old toothbrush. Gently remove anything from your leather. You want to make sure, again, you're not scrubbing too hard because you might scratch the surface. Wipe away any grease or grime from the surface. A clean, dry cloth that can wipe away the grime, the grease. An old washcloth, dish towel, or hand towel is probably going to be your best bet. Wipe down the shoe with a damp cloth. Just a wet a cloth with warm water and gently, and then get, you want that soaking wet, wring it out. Because if you saturate the leather with water, you're going to damage it. Air dry the shoes. It's important with leather that you give them enough time to dry. At least 30 minutes, and again, no direct sunlight, heat, or air vents. And then finally, treat the leather, keep it in good condition. You can find a cream leather polish, and with a soft cloth and allow it to sit for a few minutes. Again, I'd probably wait a day or two. I tend to err on the side of super duper caution with that. And that'll help preserve and protect your shoes. They also have on suede shoes, go to WikiHow and they can tell you how to clean suede shoes. Number 13, silver. People still have silver. I know a lot don't. I have a little bit of silver from my grandmother. Mother Nature Network had some really great tips if you want to go green. You can use toothpaste. You put a little dab of organic toothpaste on a piece of cloth or flannel, and you can rub that on the silver. How cool is that? Baking soda and water. You make it into a paste. We've talked about that a couple times today. And then you rub the silver with it. I had no idea. Water, baking soda, and aluminum foil. Now, I did know about this one. You're going to put everything in an aluminum pan or a baking dish lined with foil, all your silver. You know, sprinkle the baking soda. Have at it. Don't be stingy. Pour boiling water over the top of that and allow it to soak for 15 minutes. The tarnish will magically appear on the foil instead of the silver. You can also do aluminum foil and vinegar. They suggest lining the base of a skillet with foil. With you want the shiny side up, mix a cup of vinegar per quart of water and bring the liquid to a boil. Place silver into the boiling water and let it soak for about 5 minutes before turning off the stove. Remove the silver pieces and rinse them with hot water. And then wipe dry with a cloth. You can also try rubbing alcohol. For mild mineral spots or residue, combine one part rubbing alcohol and four parts of water in a bowl. Dip a clean cloth into the mixture and rub over the silver. Then wipe dry with clean cloth. I also found a couple things, I haven't tried these, that you can dunk your silver in lemon lime soda for an hour, rinse and dry it thoroughly. If you try that, let me know. Hand sanitizer can be used to polish silver. I thought that, again, I haven't used any of these. Squirt a little bit on cloth and rub away the tarnish. And then another paste of cornstarch and water will make silver look new again. Apply it with a damp cloth. Let it dry, then rub off with something mildly abrasive like cheesecloth or rough towel. Tip, you can substitute cream of tartar if you're out of cornstarch. I said to definitely test on a small part. I say do your research. I think Mother Nature is pretty reliable, but and with any of these polishing silver, do a little itty-bitty test before you do the polish. I do research, but something like this, you need to rely on your own research as well. Door frames. I noticed this when we were getting ready to paint the house. I'm like, oh my God, when is the last time we clean our door frames? Now, remember, you want to make sure that you don't overly wet it because it's probably going to be wood. So get any dust off, take a little cloth before, dust off, choose your cleaning solution, vinegar and water. If it's a little heavier and gunky, you can use gentle dish soap and water to scrub down the door. And then they recommend for this, drying with paper towel. Now, what they said is take note of the door's paint or stain finish. If it's a wood door with staining, use a furniture wax or polish to wipe down and give the door a nice glow. And our last tip for today, number 15, lampshades. Again, inspired the move, taking apart, packing things, lampshades. This was from homeguides.com. Now, if it's silk, embroidered, or heavily beaded or sequin, they say right off the bat, consult with a professional cleaner. And again, here are some suggestions from them, but this is something that might be better left to the professionals, especially if it's stained. So for fabric, if your lampshade's fabric, find a clean, I love this tip, I wouldn't have thought of this, paintbrush, 1 or 2 inch wide paintbrush. So you're going to brush the dust or the hair from the shade. You can use a lint roller or tape to lift dust and dirt as well. If you use tape, cut a length that is twice as wide as the palm of your hand and leave the sticky side of the tape on the outside and create a loop that's attached to itself. You can like loop it around your hand and go boom, boom, boom. And you can use your hand to go all the way down the the shade using the tape. After removing the shade from the lamp base, plug in a hairdryer and put it on the lampshade to blow away any of the dust as you rotate the shades. Another thing, let's get all that dust off. You can also use, if you have vacuuming attachments, see if one of those can work, or use a soft brush. After using the vacuum attachments, just get all that dust off. A vacuum attachment force of the suction will lift away most dirt and debris. If you have a pleated lampshade, an angled attachment can gently remove the dust between the pleats. Okay, so you've removed the dust. Next is washing. Again, depends on the manufacturer's cleaning recommendation. You're going to want to check that out depending on what your fabric is or your lampshade. You can use a mild liquid dish soap for any stains or spots. Fill a sink or a bathtub with tepid water and about 1 to 2 teaspoons of mild liquid dish detergent. You don't want to use dishwasher or laundry detergent as they might be too harsh. Hold on to the bars that fit onto the lamp base and agitate the water by repeatedly immersing and removing the shade from the water. Rinse the shade in cool water until it runs clear and place the wet shade in a sunny location or in a window to dry. If your shade is glued to the frame rather than sewn into it, they suggest skipping this step or sewing the shade in place with an appropriately colored thread. And finally, dry cleaners. If you're not sure of the fabric, if you've tried that and you're not getting out to the stains, then see if your local dry cleaner can attempt to clean the shades. Last time I mentioned Annie Bertold Bond. She has a cleaning book that is great. It's about green cleaning. It's PAC, so I don't remember the name, but if you just Google Annie Bertold Bond, you know, lots of great tips on Google, lots of great tips on YouTube if you want to do green cleaning as well. Take actions from today's podcast. Write down what you've been forgetting to clean. Contemplate anything else you may be forgetting. Create a list of to-dos for spring cleaning. Clean all the items on your list. Keep a master spring cleaning list. On next month's episode, we're talking about surrendering. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.